This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:12. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now, GLCs and GLICs will be required to appoint a rep from the Malaysian Trades Union Congress to the board of directors. So we're going to be looking at how this will help workers. So this comes from Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, who announced this at the MTUC's tri-annual delegates conference that happened last Saturday. And he said that this was a way to ensure that the employees' voices would be heard in all decisions made by the board. So we're going to try and understand what this means and what this could look like. Do weigh in. What do you make of this call? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Effendi Abdul Ghani, president of the Malaysian Trades Union Congress. Effendi, thanks for speaking with us today. So this announcement from the PM, what can you tell us about this? What's the significance of having an MTUC rep at this level?
Okay, first of all, thank you very much for the announcement of the Prime Minister on the MTUC representative on the board. So what we have now, if you mentioned that we don't have any representative in the GLC, but for the JLIC, we have in SOCSO and also in the EPF. So based on this experience, that we think that it's much better that we have the representative, workers' representative in other JLC and other JLIC, because we see that we have more voice from the workers can bring directly to the board director. And also we have the union represent at that place. Also, they have a voice direct represent. They have representative, one of a represent of the unions from the MTC, so can represent them if there are any dispute regarding the welfare or whatever about matters of the employees, any employee in our country, especially from GRC. And the significance that having the MTC rep is more the engagement between the employer and the employees. We see that what we have practiced in the SOCSO and the APF, that the MTC rep can represent all the voice of the employees in these organizations and directly to the board of director. So this is the best thing that I think is good to implement in the industry harmony. And also these are based on more on the win-win situation and whatever decision by the company, that the rep can voice up to be the check and balance for the future of the company.
So currently, what representation do workers in GLCs and GLICs have when it comes to their rights?
So currently, the representation of workers in GLC and GLC, we don't have any representative in GLC. But in the GLIC, we have the in the SOCSO and also EPF. So hopefully that whatever we have present in the SOCSO and EPF, we can also bring forward to the other GLC and GLIC. But we don't have any further discussion on this, but based on the experience from the SOCSO and also from the EPF, that is the representative from the workers' side, that we represent the workers' right, and then we have this bring the matters of the welfare of workers. And also we can also can contribute the any GLC and GLRC for any further businesses for the GLC and GLRC. So for more on the betterment of the company, also to balance the voice from the employer and also the employees.
So why is it important that the government makes space for worker reps within administrative matters?
I think this is not about the administrative matter. This is more about the voice of workers in the any organization in GLC or GLIC. Because based on our experience in SOCSO and EPF, that we will represent any level board of director in GLC or GLIC, so then we can have the check and balance, and also we can bring forward directly to the board director of the needs of the employer or place in the organizations. It's good that we have the representative in the board. So I think it will also good for the employer that they have such as any any future planning, I think you can implement is swiftly, because there's a representative in the board, and also there with the workers or any units in the workplace, they will understand it much better because they have the rep in the board.
What are some of the main gaps when it comes to employee rights within GLCs and GLICs?
We believe that we need more engagement with the employees in the employer. I believe that there's union in the GLC, also GLCs. Definitely they have a union to represent all the other employees in the workplace. But the main thing is that maybe if they have reps in the board of directors, that the unions can directly bring this matter direct to the board of directors, because they say that you not trust the management of the employer, but I think this is the best way that the board director can have more information direct from the representative on the workers' rep. And I believe it's more about the welfare and it's more about the way forward for the sustainable for the employer to maintain sustain. And then I believe that we also can contribute for any ideas to the employer.
And what effect will this move have on ensuring that the voices of workers are heard and taken into account when it comes to decision making?
Based on our experience in the SOCSO and also EPF, we can bring the voice of workers to the board meeting, any board meeting. And the decision is not a decision by the only one board represent, especially from the workers' side. But normally the decision is from all the boards who attend the meetings. So in making back more on majority or more democratic. So it's a good discussion, because if there are any dispute on any matter regarding the workers or regarding the company decision or company directions, I think this will take place. And I believe that every board, they have the sub-board, that the subcommittee that represent any things in the board. So I think very good that the decision-making will be consensus between the representative workers, employer, and also from government's side. So it will go, it will in line with the what you call on Convention 144 in the ILO Convention, that it's more a tripartite dialogue. So this is the best way that we had a tripartite dialogue between the governments and the employees and employer. As before, yeah, if there any workplace they have union, I mean that they have discussion between employees and employer, but it's not, there is no representative from the government. But when we have these such as a board representative and the board, so this is come where we have tripartite discussion where the decision will be taken among the employer, employees and government.
So what specific role would MTUC have as a representative?
I think it's more about the workers' voice to be heard in the board. And also, the most important, we can be a part of a check and balance. We're not a pinpoint to anybody, but at least the check and balance from the worker side, the employer side, and also from the government side. So I believe that the rep from the MTC, we have the main contributions to the any board we represent. But so far, we don't have any specific role, but it's more on the open board, more on decision, on discussion, on the way forward of the GLC company or GLC company. And also, I believe that we can have more discussion among the board representatives from the government, employer and employees.
So in addition to this GLC initiative, the government has also agreed to provide an annual grant of 4 million ringgit to MTUC to implement awareness as well as training programs. What plans do you have in this area?
First of all, I'd like to welcome and we are thanks to the government for the announcement for the annual grant, 4 million for the MTC. Actually, we didn't have received any grant from the government because, as you know, that the MTC represent all the workers in our country, including the migrant workers, also in our local workers. So what we are planning now, of course, is more about the trainings in the way forward to be had. We have to have high skilled employees in our country. That I think from annual grant for 4 million, I think MTC can contribute to the government, to our country, awareness and training programs such as to develop the knowledge of union leaders in our country. And we also plan to have our own center, our training center, provide for all the employees in our country. And also we provide to all the unions who affiliate with the MTUC. So we are talking about more about the program, more about the how to train and giving the awareness to the any workers in our country about their rights. And then I think it's much better to prepare to the high skill, more on the high skill and knowledge of any workers in our country or any employees in our country. And I believe with the annual grant, I think MTV can contribute more to our country. So I think to make sure that all the workers in our country, they have a knowledge at least about the any law in our country, especially for the Employment Act, which is we see that I believe that more our workers outside there, they have no idea, they have no information, they have no knowledge about their right when they are working, their right when what's their right in the Employment Act. So this is things that we believe can help to build up the knowledge or to build up the skill of the workers in our country.
And outside of companies and work, the PM had also spoken about the importance of highlighting the needs of people from the B40 and hardcore poor groups. What are some measures being considered in relation to this?
We believe that we want more engagement, more discussion in future, because not only discuss on the minimum wages in our country, I think this is the right time now that the government initiative have to way forward to more discuss about the living wage in our country to cater the members from of the B40 and hardcore poor groups. This is, I think, is the right time now because in Malaysian plan on the 12th Malaysian planning to make sure that the house income at 10,000 by 2025. So house income at 2025 to become the high income. And this is why I think we need to have some discussion, more engagement with the government. They will need to start discuss on the living wages in our country.
So moving forward, how else can the government center the issues of workers' rights?
So if talking about to center the issue of the workers' rights, you know, we have the NLAC, National Labour Rights Council. That one is the forum that we center out all the issue of workers and also the discussion among the employees and the governments. So I believe that if the government make it the NLC become compulsory and within in line with the OCR that they also launching their apps on the right WFW, I believe that you have two parts that mean the center, all the issue of workers' rights in the digital, in the apps. I think the best thing that we can discuss in the NLC on all the issue of workers' rights, we really need the government to have this discussion as before the implementation is not established, not discussion since last 2 years, but this is not being implemented by the government. So I think it's the right time now the government need to establish back the NLC and start having the meeting with the employees to discuss all the matters of workers' rights, including the trade unions members of our law in our country. So this is the best thing that we can center all the issue in our country on the NLC discussion.
Effendi, thanks for speaking with us today. That was Effendi Abdul Ghani, President of the Malaysian Trades Union Congress, weighing in on a recent announcement that GLCs and GLICs will be required to appoint a rep from the MTUC on their board of directors. Let us know what you make of this. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. You've been listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.